AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President J.D. Vance is the host today of Charlie Kirk's TV show. He calls the conservative activist a joyful warrior for the country.
He loved America. He devoted himself tirelessly to making our country a better place. He was a critical part of getting Donald Trump elected as president, getting me elected as vice president. And so much of our success over the last 7 months is due to his efforts.
Kirk was shot and killed in Utah last week. The suspect, Tyler Robinson, is expected to be charged with capital murder as early as tomorrow. Qatar is hosting an emergency summit of Arab and Islamic nations after Israel's strike on Hamas leaders in Doha last week. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Many Mideast nations were already outraged by Palestinian deaths during Israel's war in Gaza. Its strikes on Hamas in other countries have led to wider anger. Qatar's emir says if Israel really wants to free Hamas hostages, why assassinate Hamas negotiators? He says Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu is lying. He doesn't actually want to free hostages. He wants to make Gaza unlivable, calling Israel cowardly and treacherous. It was an unusually fiery speech for a man who's been a key mediator in trying to reach a Gaza ceasefire. Netanyahu earlier said freeing the hostages is a central goal of the war, as is wiping out Hamas.
You can hide. You can run, but we'll get you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will head to Qatar after meeting with Netanyahu in Israel. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says a framework deal has been reached between the U.S. and China over the ownership of TikTok. China is accusing NVIDIA of violating the country's anti-monopoly laws and said it would step up scrutiny of the world's leading chip maker. This is AP News. Spain's prime minister wants to ban Israeli athletes.
Pedro Sanchez called for the ban on Israel after Spanish pro-Palestinian activists disrupted the final stage of the Vuelta cycling race in Madrid. Some protesters, carrying anti-Israel banners, partially blocked the road and forced cyclists to stop. More than 1,500 police officers have been deployed ahead of the final stage of the three-week cycling race. In his speech to lawmakers, Sanchez compared Israel to Russia, which has been boycotted from international sports events due to its actions in Ukraine. He questioned the ethics of allowing Israel to participate in international competitions while its military campaign in Gaza continues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities say two people were arrested in Madrid and 22 injured, none of them seriously. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.